Spain has just finished holding its annual Christmas lottery, the biggest in the world. It has a total jackpot of more than $3 billion. As is the tradition, school children sang the winning numbers.
12,276,000 euros.
Just before the drawing, Jerome Sokolowski visited the long lines of ticket buyers and found the lottery provides some hope to a nation mired in recession.
There are two telltale signs that Christmas is approaching in Spain. One is the villancicos, or Christmas carols. And the other is the long lines in front of the state lottery kiosks. Here on the Puerta del Sol Square in the heart of Madrid, there are three long lines of people waiting to buy tickets for the lottery known here as El Gordo. Eduardo Ramon and Miguel Vázquez are in one of them. Both are in their early 30s, still live with their parents, and lost their jobs in this recession. He's on welfare, and I don't even qualify, says Ramon. It's our only hope, he continues. Maybe we'll get a spark of luck that will get us out of this rut. The lottery is named El Gordo, or the Fat One, because of its size. Nearly $5 billion worth of tickets are sold, which on average comes out to more than $100 per inhabitant of this country. When the winning numbers are sung out, everyone is glued to their TVs, in cafes, living rooms, or at work. And the anticipation is a community experience, because tickets are often shared by friends, relatives, barmates, or work colleagues. Still, Miguel Vázquez is not very optimistic about his chances. We'll see, he sighs, but I don't think I'll be lucky. Vázquez is hardly the only 30-something in the doldrums. While overall unemployment in Spain is almost 20%, among the youngest workers, it's nearly twice that. A few years ago, the Spanish economy was the bright star in the European Union, creating a third of all new jobs. But many have evaporated, and opinion polls show that few people have faith that Spain's socialist Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, can make things better. Maria and Florina Butoy immigrated from Romania 5 years ago. The two sisters have just bought tickets, and Maria has a thick bridal magazine under her arm. Wedding dresses are so expensive, she says. The Butoys work as waitresses, and their boss recently lowered their salaries. So if she doesn't win even one of the smaller jackpots, Maria says she and her fiancé will have to wait to get married. It just so happens that 35-year-old Ivan Pascual Garcia is playing El Gordo for the first time. That's because his girlfriend wanted to share a ticket, which means they would split millions of dollars if they win the top prize.
No quiero ni imaginarme más.
I don't even want to think about what I would do with all that money, because if you get your hopes up, you're definitely jinxed, he says.
Hay muchas navidades. La familiar.
El Gordo is advertised as the lottery of dreams, and that may be because this is one of Spain's variants of the American dream. Traditionally, the way to climb the socioeconomic ladder in this country was either by becoming a soccer star or a bullfighter, or by winning the Fat One. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.